captain has turned on the seatbelt light. Please take your seat and fasten your seatbelts. Thank you.
Get ready for another episode of Insight Sessions with Linda, a podcast about creative marketing and sales approaches that will inspire you to take your business and your life to the next level. Each week, we'll deliver entertaining, educational, and encouraging content. Let's get started. Here's your host, Linda.
Hello, I'm Linda Wilson-Gordon, and I'm so delighted that you have tuned in. Welcome to Insight Sessions with Linda, Episode 5. Each week, I'll deliver entertaining, educational, or encouraging insights into marketing, sales, and business in general. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for topics or guests, please email me at insightsessionswithlinda@gmail.com. I'll repeat this and give you some additional contact information at the end of the podcast. So if you didn't have anything handy for writing it down right now, you can catch it at the end. Let's get to it. Today on our show, I'm going to be discussing how companies need different marketing approaches for different people. This should be something obvious, as we're all different, right? Yet time after time, we see and hear marketing campaigns that assume that we're all alike, so we should jump on the opportunity to buy their XYZ widget immediately, right? You've all seen and heard those campaigns, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. But before we get started, let me share a secret with you. Here's the secret. There is no magic marketing strategy. There is no magic bullet. The goal of marketing is to connect your business's value to the right customer base. It's a simple concept, but it can take on a million different shades. What demographics make up your customer base? Where do they live? Where do they hang out online? How do they look for products in your niche? Who do they listen when making decisions relative to your product? The answers to these questions determine which marketing strategies will be viable and which will be a waste of time for your company. In other words, the key to success for your business is not Facebook ads. It's not SEO. It's not conference networking. There is no magic universal strategy that will revolutionize your business. I have literally no clue what will work for you because I don't know you. I don't know your business. I don't know your customer. There are no typical customers. But fortunately, you do know your business. You do know your customer base. My insights today will give you an expanded awareness of viable marketing channels, any of which could hold the key to your future growth. Let's look at the ads that are on the televised version of the Super Bowl. More than 100 million Americans watch the Super Bowl, so it's no surprise that a 30-second ad is about $5.6 million. Let that number sink in for just a moment because it's a big one. A 30-second commercial is $5.6 million. The Super Bowl commercials have become just as big as the game itself. So naturally, everyone's already talking about some of the ads in this as this session is being recorded. Some brands have tried to maximize their dollars by releasing teaser videos or even the full-length commercials online. Not everyone watches every single moment of the Super Bowl, so releasing the ads online is simply a smart marketing move. So back to the differences among companies, their customer base, and why different marketing techniques are important. Again, relating to the Super Bowl, Budweiser has been celebrating the typical American who, quote, drinks beer, and their brilliant one-minute, $10 million Super Bowl commercial highlights the fact that there are no typical Americans. We're all different. If you saw it, you may remember the various people in the ad. There were men and women of every different color and background, different careers, different passions, yet all are typical Americans. I have to say that even though I personally don't even drink beer, that commercial took the prize for one of the best of show in my book. It's an excellent example of what in the marketing world is called above-the-line marketing. Above-the-line marketing is one of well over 150 different marketing methods. It's using mass media to market to a wide audience and is generally quite expensive. It's used extensively by larger companies with large marketing advertising budgets, such as those advertising in the Super Bowl. Above-the-line marketing is largely non-targeted and focuses on mass penetration and building brand awareness. It's less about conversions and more about reaching a wide audience. Communication is not directed toward a specific group, and activities usually use mainstream media channels, such as television, print, or radio. Above-the-line advertising is a crucial tool in building brand identity. Its role is to reach as many prospective customers as possible and communicate the brand benefits. So, what about the smaller companies with smaller budgets, or even startup companies that have almost a zero marketing budget? What can be done for these companies? I'll discuss that right after this quick break, so stick with me. There's lots more to come.
Insight Sessions with Linda is brought to you today by North Star Marketing Group, where we help companies develop marketing foundations and execution strategies. Our clients span multiple industries. We craft lead campaigns for real estate agencies, insurance agencies, construction companies, auto dealerships, restaurants, and many others. If your company needs marketing assistance or lead generation, just connect with us. Find us at NorthStarMarketingGroup.com or call 206-569-8188. Again, NorthStarMarketingGroup.com or call 206-569-8188. We're happy to talk. When your compass is on true north, you know you found your way.
Welcome back to Insight Sessions with Linda. Thanks for sticking with me. I'm going to continue with my points regarding above the line, below the line, and even through the line marketing. And I want to discuss for just a minute a few of the differences before I get back to some methods that will work for smaller companies with smaller budgets. I've already talked about above the line. Below the line marketing consists of more specific, targeted, and memorable direct activities. It focuses more on conversions and less on brand awareness. Direct mail, sponsorship, and in-store marketing are all examples of below-the-line marketing. Brand activation is the art of driving customer action, that is, conversions, through brand interaction and experiences. Below-the-line marketing is more targeted and generally has a better return on investment. So what about through the line? What do I mean by that? Well, technology has created the opportunity for businesses to employ marketing strategies that offer both above-the-line and below-the-line benefits. An integrated approach of using both above-the-line and below-the-line mediums gets the maximum advantage for business growth, brand awareness, and conversions. Digital marketing offers above-the-line benefits with a wide reach, while still acting as a below-the-line communication direct to the customers. Users can get highly personalized communications based on their needs, wants, and choices. It's no longer a question of mass media via direct marketing. We are now in the era of 360-degree marketing strategies, which aim to reach customers at all possible points of contacts. I'm going to discuss how smaller companies with a very small budget can effectively reach their target market and why different methods work better for different market segments. Getting the word out about your business is one way to make sure it succeeds. Indeed, many aspects of your business may depend on it. And what better way than to come up with some free marketing ideas for your small business to attract new customers? Overall, small business marketing ideas can mean many different things, from advertising and public relations to promotions and sales. In other words, marketing is a multi-layered process in which your business is introduced and promoted to potential customers. Sounds good, right? Well, there are so many marketing ideas for small businesses these days, and many varying costs and associated expenses. The cost of traditional advertising, whether that's a Facebook ad or a direct mail campaign, could put you in the red, for example. But not all marketing techniques break the bank. If your marketing budget is slim or non-existent, there are numerous lists of free marketing ideas, as well as some inexpensive marketing ideas for small businesses that can help you spread the good word about your company. Simply Google top 50 marketing ideas for small businesses as an example. You'll find a number of great ideas. What I'm going to discuss are just a few of the major and low-cost methods that have been proven to work for smaller businesses. The first one is build a blog with original and helpful content. Content is the most important way to provide information to potential clients. Keep them interested in what you have to say and give them what they need to form a trusting, professional relationship with your company. Content helps people not only find your site, but it drives traffic and allows for lead information to be collected, building a sales funnel over time. Now, here's a statistic that may surprise you. 93% of companies now find that content marketing is more effective compared to traditional strategies when it comes to generating leads. Building a blog with original and helpful content sets your company up for success by establishing your authority in your field. Just a quick comment here, specifically about the insurance industry, because many of my clients are from that industry. This is especially true in the life insurance industry, which to consumers is often clouded in smoke and mirrors, distrusted, and generally not understood by the greater population. Creating an information bridge for them to understand your products and how the process works builds trust, generates traffic, and creates a steady flow of highly qualified leads over time. Something you should definitely consider adding to your blog is chatbox marketing. The average lead may take 3 months or more to pick a product with a higher price, and especially something like life insurance. So if your business happens to fall into this category, a chatbox makes sense. Potential clients want to talk with someone and want their questions answered in order to make sure they're making the best long-term decision. With a chat box, you can answer questions that they have immediately in a personal manner without having to worry about paying a customer service rep to do it while saving your time. The beauty of chat boxes is that you can even start off a conversation with them, answering a few basic questions before they even ask them, and pass on resources that can help them get started. This can help to build trust immediately, build your brand, and keep them on your side while dramatically increasing contact rates and conversion rates on various pages. The best part is that most chatbox services are quite easy to customize and fairly affordable and easy to implement. If your blog or website doesn't already have a chat box, you may want to consider adding one. There's lots more to come in this discussion, so stick with me. I'll be right back.
Around it, all the things I own, they wrap around my soul and weigh me to the ground, heavy like stones. And I think to myself, how would it be if someone took these things from me? Then I could spread my wings and fly, fly away so free. So if you feel the way I do, if you feel the hold your things have over you, then give it all away. Come and set yourself free. Come and set yourself free. They can keep their cars and keep their closets full of clothes, their platinum and their diamonds. No, I do not want any one of those. Just give me my friends and my guitar, and it won't matter where we are. We'll put our hands together and sing under the stars. So if you feel the way I do, if you feel the hold your things have over you, then give it all away and walk with me. Oh, come and set yourself free. Come and set yourself free. Free.
Glad to have you back. While I'm discussing low-cost and effective ways for smaller businesses to reach new clients, I want to say something again here about the importance of content creation. You should truly consider creating engaging content to distribute to potential leads. This will save time for you and also help to guide your leads through the sales funnel naturally. Moreover, that content needs to be formatted such that it remains relevant and easy to understand. Keep in mind that leads in different parts of the funnel will have different informational needs and therefore need different resources. Some helpful pieces of content you may want to have on hand include, as an example for insurance again, things like coverage calculators that encourage potential leads to find out how much life insurance coverage they need, interactive quizzes to determine which type of life insurance is best, and other tools that allow people to legitimately consider the type or amount of coverage they need and then take action in the form of seeking more information. Targeting leads with relevant content, meaning content that is relevant to where they are in the buying process, be it emails or web pages or ads, is the most effective way to move leads along the sales pipeline toward becoming customers. In fact, such targeting methods result in a 72% higher conversion rate on average. Another way to personalize that nurturing is with email segmentation, social media integration, and individualized landing pages with the ideas listed above. You might, for example, post one of the quizzes on social media or have a coverage calculator featured on your landing page. This will ensure that no matter where a potential customer ends up, they are engaged with relevant content. I keep using the insurance industry as an example here, but these same principles apply to almost any other kind of company that needs a steady stream of new clients. So let's talk about video here for just a minute. Now, Google loves video, so utilize video content to your advantage. Remember that. Google loves video, and think about it. Google owns YouTube. So is there any wonder that Google loves video? Video content continues to be very fast growing, and it does impact your rank among search engines. In fact, video now makes up for about 75% of all U.S. search traffic. Now, on top of that, video has been shown to increase rankings in search engines by around 30 to 70% on average. In fact, a video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page of search results than a traditional web page. That's a staggering number. A video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page of search results than a traditional web page. So keep that in mind if you are working on your own website or your blog. Right now, there are still huge information gaps that need to be filled in for many companies, and people need a way to get accurate information in a way they can understand. Most of the time, that takes the form of simple, bite-sized pieces of information. That bite-sized information can be construed clearly in a video that gets right to the point. Coupling this video content with written content on your website improves your chances of ranking higher in search engines and also helps to build your brand more effectively over time. Adding video to landing pages has also been shown to increase conversion rates by up to 300% in some cases. So if you aren't already effectively using video, this is certainly your call to action. Just remember those statistics. Many business people believe that email marketing is a thing of the past. It definitely isn't. Email marketing can be surprisingly effective. Email marketing begins with an initial outreach to potential clients or customers. Create a targeted list of potential prospects in your niche and then reach out to them personally via email to start a conversation. It's necessary to determine if your product or service is the right fit for them, and it provides a tremendous opportunity to research your prospects thoroughly and send them a personalized email. Whether it's one-on-one or emails to your entire list, email marketing is a great channel for new lead generation. One word of caution, though. Make sure that you have an opt-in strategy. The first step in email lead generation is to make sure that you have happy subscribers who actually enjoy receiving emails from you. In addition to using email to initiate conversation, you should also use it as an effective follow-up tool to stay in touch with clients or customers. It's important to stay top of mind so that you can have the opportunity to reach them when they are ready to buy. Employing an email nurturing campaign after your initial consultation will allow you to stay top of mind with your prospects. When they are ready to buy, they'll think of you. Well, that's all for this episode, and thanks for listening. And please do join us again next week for Insight Sessions with Linda, where I'll deliver entertaining, educational, and encouraging insights into marketing, sales, and business in general. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions for topics or guests, please do email me at insightsessionswithlinda@gmail.com. I love hearing from you. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn by searching for Linda Wilson Gordon. You can text me at 206-569-8188, or you can navigate to my website at lindawilson3.com. That's the number 3, lindawilson3.com. Until episode 6, have an amazing week.
Insight Sessions with Linda is a production of Seattle Wave Radio.